Think back to high school. Chances are your fondest memories do not revolve around gym class, that impossible rope climb to the ceiling, that struggle to kick your way to that one chin-up, jogging laps around a steamy gym. In Milwaukee, some schools are offering a new twist on gym classes. Students are doing what many people pay to do, work out in a health club environment. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marge Pitroff reports.
For decades, the president's physical fitness test set the standard in gym class. Grades were based on how many exercises students could do and how fast they could run. Most who scored well were naturally fast or coordinated or in shape because they played sports. But others found the standards unattainable and gave up attempts at becoming fit. Cheryl Gotts, curriculum specialist for Milwaukee's public schools, says she wants to make fitness a personal thing.
We're trying to get it to focus more on yourself, more like your own personal golf score. This is your fitness and what you can work on and what's good for you.
Using federal grant money, Gotts' office purchased equipment used in health clubs and sent it to 28 elementary schools, things such as treadmills, stationary bikes, and climbing walls. After crews installed the climbing wall at Burdick Elementary School on the city's south side a few weeks ago, phys ed teacher Renee Wild stationed the other new equipment around the perimeter of the gym, then changed the way she conducts classes. Instead of having all students take part in the same activity, she now leads them in warm-up exercises, then lets students go to any workout station they choose.
Make sure you stay at any station for 5 to 10 minutes and do what you're supposed to, please.
First step that we're going to be doing is called the up step, which means that we're going to simply climb up onto the step using this foot. Ready, go!
Wild starts the videotape that leads step aerobics, then heads to the climbing wall where many 7th graders have sprinted. Several are climbing on the 10-foot high, 20-foot long black wall. Others are acting as spotters. Wild tells the climbers on which colored grips to move their hands and feet.
Put your feet on yellow holds. You can move to do it. Both feet have to be on yellow holds.
It's hard to hold. Your arms get really tired after a while, and you're holding on so tight.
After traversing from left to right, students Melissa Knabel and Hannah Meyer jump down, then head back to the front of the line while shaking their arms. Despite the discomfort, both girls prefer the options they now have in gym over the activities they were forced to do in the past.
I don't even remember what I did, and I used to get really bad grades. It was so boring, and if there was something to do, it wouldn't be something I was interested in, or there were too many people there and you couldn't.
Soon, the girls will also learn to use the school's new heart rate wands and body fat analyzers to monitor their fitness. Both Knabel and Meyer say they're excited about using the new equipment because outside of class, the only exercise they get is occasionally riding their bikes or walking the dog. Right now, the girls and their classmates have gym only once a week, though that isn't frequently enough, according to Wayne Glad, a Milwaukee sports and clinical psychologist.
For it to really have any impact, then the conditioning piece, you know, has to be made easily available to them and frequent enough so that, you know, they can do it on a regular enough basis to make it healthy.
There is talk at Burdick School of arranging evening sessions when students and families could use the new equipment. Gym teacher Renee Wild also plans to place exercise bikes in the hallways and cafeteria. And she recently summoned all classroom teachers to the gym and circulated a sign-up sheet listing 16 times each week when teachers could bring students there to work out.
Meaning, Annie will say to me, on Monday I think I'm going to do the exercise bikes and the body balls and some weights. I will make sure that you have the 20 minutes that's listed on here. Then maybe we can improve the fitness level of these kids.
Some teachers plan to take Wild up on her offer, saying they can see the results. Students perform and behave better after a bout of physical activity. The Milwaukee School District, meanwhile, is applying for more federal funds so it can put new exercise equipment in additional schools. The district is focusing primarily on students grade 6 and up who have only one break during the school day. And that's for lunch. For NPR News, I'm Marge Pitroff in Milwaukee.